afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political news or events. It is Monday, February 8th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Me too. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day, and I'm enjoying it.
Oh, it's a beautiful day here. It's cold, but sun's out, and it's Monday.
It is Monday. Hooray!
Happy week. Hooray! So, let's go ahead and get to the precious metals pricing. Well, we had a high of 1840 for gold today. Couldn't hold it. We're at $1,830, up $14.50. Silver was up 56 cents at $27.40. Platinum was up $29 at $11.62. Palladium is down 10 at $2,414. The USDX today was a little weaker, down 0.07 at 90.94. Crude oil, I think it topped 60 part of the day, but we're up $1.14 at 57.19. And the paper markets today, let's get to the paper markets here. We're a little early for the paper markets, but they were higher today. And, you know, old Tesla slapped in $101.5 billion in Bitcoin. And, of course, that moved at 13%. So it just goes to show you what those currencies are. And you know what's funny, Butch? He's saying, oh, you know, now Elon Musk is going to accept Bitcoin for their products. Who in the heck buys Tesla products? You know, except who, you know, so only
that's
the wealthy,
right.
The real wealthy. So, I mean, it's meaningless. Like, who cares if he buys $1.5 billion? You know, they just don't have any money. So for those of you who have Bitcoin, if any of you do right now, it's at 44,000. I don't know what their game is. But I'd be getting out. But anyway, let's go to the markets now. Dow was up 237 points at 31,385. NASDAQ is up 131 points at 13,987. The S&P was up 28 points at 3,917. 10-year yield, 1.16%. Euro is 121. Big pop there. Japan was up 2%. Other Asian and European countries were up a little bit, not much. So, you know, hey, Butch, let's tell everybody to sell their gold and silver and buy paper. How's that?
Well, that, you know, a lot of them probably even do it.
Yeah.
I mean, they just wait. They just wait for you to say that because, well, I knew she's wrong all along.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still have a hard time explaining to people. Well, silver's dropped again. But last year it was only $13, $14 an ounce. Now it's going on 28. It's dropped a dollar. Big deal. It
big
doubled.
Deal. Yep.
Why can't they figure that out?
You know, I got an email that came in. And really, when you think about it, it truly is staggering. If you have any thought process, these numbers are staggering. If you add, and this came from Graham Summers, if you add up all the money that the U.S. has ever printed, all the money ever printed, over 40% of it was printed in 2020 alone.
Wow.
Over 40%.
Wow.
If you add up all the money the U.S. has printed since its founding, over 40% of it was printed last year. Now, he goes on and says, bear in mind, we're talking about money that's actually printed, not issued as credit or loans, the mechanism through which most money enters the system today. We're talking about actual cash that goes into the economy. And when it comes to monetary policy and financial insanity, this time is different, he says. The total amount of newly printed money policymakers used to fight the COVID-19 pandemic was unprecedented. It is beyond crazy. In 3 months, this is Stanley Druckenmiller. In 3 months in 2020, the U.S. increased its deficit by more than it had during the past five recessions combined.
And still doing it. And still doing it.
Yeah. You're talking about the 73, 75, the 82, and early 90s, and the great financial crisis of 2008. In 3 months, in 2020, increased the deficit by more than it had during those past five recessions. Under Jerome Powell, the Fed bought more treasuries in 6 weeks than it did in 10 years under Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen.
Wow.
6 weeks.
That's
more
phenomenal.
Treasuries, isn't it? I mean, this is staggering. Corporate borrowing, which usually drops during recessions, actually increased by $400 billion. And the reason they're doing these numbers is because they're saying about that this is all going to unleash an inflationary storm that's going to annihilate portfolios and the real economy.
No duh.
The situation is so serious that former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers has stated that the Biden administration risks unleashing the worst inflation in a generation. And da 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 da. Those numbers are really set.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
40% in 1 year for the 200 years since we've been printing money.
Yes, sir.
Gee whiz. And they wonder why we're going to have inflation. People don't believe we're going to have inflation. We've got some inflation news to share today. We're already having inflation.
Sure we are.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sure we are.
What numbers? That was pretty powerful, Melody. I mean, 40%, almost half of what they printed in over 200 years, they did in 1 year.
That is all the money. Yeah, 40%. Was printed last year.
That is remarkable. Wow. I'm trying to digest that. Well, that is not, folks, that's not going to bode well for the future of the dollar or is this country. That, I guess is why they're pushing for the reset. They're starting to spend because they know that they're nothing to lose. It's like using a credit card, they're not going to pay it. That's what it sounds to me like they're doing, just blend us into oblivion so everybody will go for the reset.
Well, sure, wow. That's what they always do. They create the problem and then they run in with a solution and everybody will lay down backwards to accept it. And it's exactly, I mean, that's what they did. They wrote legislation. It's there. It's ready for the passing. New monetary policy's there. It's waiting for the passing. They're waiting for the right time. They're waiting for the crisis. As they always do. I mean, it's no different. When everybody's asleep and back, you know, everybody's got their vaccines.
Oh, yeah.
Now they can go back out and now they can, you know, go back to normal, what they think the normal is.
Yeah, some people are getting their eyes open. People are starting to realize a lot of this is the vaccines aren't safe. Matter of fact, many of them are starting to see that. But you don't hear that on the news about people that are not having them. You don't hear that hardly talked about. Listen to another talk show this morning, and the guest he was going to have on couldn't be on because he's waiting in line to get his shot, his vaccine. I thought, my gosh. I mean, this is up in Connecticut or somewhere, I think. But anyway, I'm thinking, what are they thinking? What are they thinking? Even Merrick quit making it because they said it wouldn't work, and it's better for them to catch COVID and get an immune system build up to fight it. What is going on? If Merrick dropped theirs... Wow. Melody, this is amazing.
I mean, it's everybody's right to do. I mean, if they want to go, I mean, it's their right. It's just as much their right to get it as ours not to. So, you know, but...
Think. Just think and research. Don't take our word for it. Check it out. Go to our website, PastorButch.com. Look under health news. Look under COVID hoax. Check it out before you get it. Just check it out. And if you don't want to listen to it, that's fine.
And that's
but at
what,
least you've been told.
And that's what people need to do. They research it. Because a lot of people that I know that I've talked to that have received the vaccines, it's like, well, did you do any research on what's in it and so forth and whatnot? Well, no. It's science.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
We can trust this government. The government says it's good. We can trust it.
Yeah.
Of course. The same governor spent almost 50% of all the money printed in 1 year. Yeah, sure. We can trust him.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well. That is amazing. Thanks for those numbers. That was very good.
You're welcome.
I wouldn't have thunk it.
You wouldn't have thunk it?
I wouldn't have thunk it. You go ahead. You got more to share, I'm sure.
Well, you know, it's just been kind of one of those days. It's, you know, people are shocked at the premiums on product. And it's, you know, people are asking me, how long are these premiums going to be on? I don't know. The premiums came on suddenly. You know, our prices, our premiums are lower than what you can find online. I'm shocked that, you know, some of these online sellers that always tout themselves as, oh, the lowest premium around. I mean, I can't believe what they're charging. I can't believe what I have to charge, and they're higher than me. And so from Atmex to JM Bullion to, you know, some of the other ones, it's like, are you kidding me? So they're the reason why you're paying those high premiums.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did get the online niche. They did get that. And, you know, people think they're getting a great deal, so, you know, they go online. And as long as they can sell them at those high premiums, premiums aren't going to drop.
No, they're not.
And,
so the Silver Eagle is still going for about $40?
Now there would today's price for Silver Eagles would be 37.
Okay, 37. And the Silver Dollars, the older ones, are going for?
They're still the same price, 39.
About $40.
Yeah.
Not that far away from it.
Nope.
Wow. Gee, I'm glad I invested some of those metals a long time ago. Thank you.
But you know what? It doesn't matter where we're at in the scheme of things and what the prices will be. And, you know, it doesn't matter. Silver's still going to go up. It doesn't matter what happened last week. I don't believe they're going to break the silver market. But that doesn't mean the fundamentals for silver is still going higher. The fundamentals, the boring stuff, the truth behind silver is going to push the price higher as gold. And that's what you have. So is the price for gold and silver too high today? No, it isn't. Because where are we going from here? It's going to get a lot worse.
If anything is too low.
It's too low. So, you know, it's because that's what you hear everybody. Well, I'm going to wait. For what? For it to go higher? And you see what these guys do. The premium drops and the wholesale premiums go higher. So, who knows? They could have been part of the silver squeeze failure last week. So,
well, obviously, silver and gold are manipulated just like the regular market is. People play with it. You know that.
Well, sure.
And they can
it's a small market.
Right.
It's a small market, so it's easy to do. You're dealing with $27. So, yeah, it's easy. It's easy to manipulate. So you don't know who all the players are. Could be some of those online sellers. You know, and that's why the premiums aren't coming down. That's why they, you know, help the wholesalers keep it up. So, anyway, what's next, Butch?
Well, I just, looking here in the article, airlines are ditching business hubs and rerouting flights to Florida. There were 13,600 passenger flights around the globe on April 25, 2020, the lowest record number during the pandemic. It was an 86% drop in compared to a few months earlier, according to travel analysis company Cirium. There was nowhere to go up, nowhere to go but up, up and away. And yet, 9 months later, Cirium estimates that 30% of the global commercial airlines remain in storage. OAG, another aviation data analytics company, reported that the seat capacity remained at 50% in January 2021 compared with a year earlier. And new estimates from the International Air Transport Association show that recovery will be slower than expected. Rather than seeing a 50% rebound at the end of 2021, as previously anticipated, the trade body is now looking at a worst-case scenario of 13% improvement in passenger traffic compared to 2020 figures. I don't think they can survive, Melody, with the 13% increase in business when they're down 86%.
I don't know how that works.
That's a hit.
That's a new math. No, you're right. You know, we talk about the hospitality industry. We talk about the airline industry. And they've been quiet for a while as far as asking for bailouts from government. I haven't heard any. So they did get one pretty big bailout. So I don't know. It's things are changing.
They are changing. Of course, now they're talking about pushing for bailouts for people that don't, you know, for landlords. And yeah, I would say if anybody needs it, they probably do. They've been shut off with income for several months now, so that could be a serious situation for them, no doubt about it. Any time government interferes with private enterprise, it becomes a disaster. Every time. But it seems like the people never figure that out. Anyway. We almost got about 30 seconds to break, but analysis food price spikes. See inflation rear its head in emerging markets. For Clean Beto Mercado, like millions of people in developing countries around the world, shopping for staple foods such as rice, beans, oil, and potatoes now means making hard choices. The shopping cart is getting much smaller, and we're paying much more, said a 41-year-old who works as a maid in Brazil's capital, Brasilia. We've had to give up on little trips, visiting family the weekend. We haven't been able to save any money for emergencies or have in the bank. So this is in Brazil. Yeah, it's Brazil. Well, it's not America. Folks, it's coming here. Matter of fact, we buy a lot of foodstuffs in Brazil. Right, we do. So other developing countries from Turkey to Nigeria also recorded double-digit jumps in food inflation. Major wheat and corn exporters such as Russia or Argentina have introduced curbs or taxes to preserve domestic stockpiles, exacerbating pressures elsewhere. United Nations data showed food prices hit 6-year high in January after rising for the last 8 consecutive months. Yes, folks, inflation's here.
It is. So is our break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Butch.
Yes, ma'am.
What's next?
Next one, again, on inflation. This is a short one. Global markets see inflation breaking out to multi-year highs. Global markets from U.S. and European bonds to stocks and oils are sending a clear signal inflation is finally coming back. It never went away. It may have slowed down some, but inflation has never went away. At least not since the 1950s and 60s, inflation's never went away. And if you believe the government, of course, you believe inflation has been 2 or 3%. You check your prices, you'll find it's been closer to at least 10%, maybe more. And now it's come back to a whole lot more, Melody, and we're going to see a lot more increase in everything. But the thing that does concern more than anything else is how people are going to buy their food and pay their rent. With when food prices get so high, you really can't afford anything else. What are you going to do?
One thing that the government did that they did very well is they raised our inflation gradually. So people just absorbed it, and, you know, they had to get two jobs or send the wife to work, and you know, we gradually absorbed all that inflation, and we were told it's good. It was the good prosperity inflation and so forth. But it really wasn't. It was the devaluing of our dollar. And they're good at that.
It was. Yeah,
but we also know. Yeah, but we also know there comes a time when it's not going to be gradual. But it's going to hit you in the face like it's going to be shocking. And if we even go back to just the Great Recession of 2008, the little bit of inflation that we had a lot of inflation, but nothing like what we faced. But back in 2008, it also calmed down. It won't calm down this time. And I believe when the inflation hits, it's going to stay. And, you know, it might calm down, but at a much higher level. And in the meantime, people lose. I mean, people can't feed their families. They're having a hard time now. You can't pay the electric bill. You talked about the stimulus already includes rent help, utility help, to the billions of dollars. So, you know, and again, they're just setting the whole system up for the UBI. Don't know what's going to, they're going to have to crash Social Security because you can't have UBI with Social Security. And it's not going to work. And, you know, the UBI is more for younger people. You know, it's not for those who worked hard all their lives and put into the program, whether you agree with it or not. We still put money into it. And that money we put into it, we just want it back. So, but they don't care about us. You know, they only care about the youthful, and the youth wants UBI. So, you know, we've got everything stacked against us, Butch.
Yeah, we really do. We truly do. Yeah. And if this reset goes through, I can only imagine what that's going to do to people that are living on Social Security and other retirement funds. That's going to really tear them apart. It's going to tear everybody apart, especially those who can't earn any more than what they're already getting. That's going to be tough. Really tough. Mm-hmm. And now this article here, historic union vote underway at Alabama's Amazon Fulfillment Center. This is kind of interesting. Thousands of Amazon workers in Alabama suburb are set to begin voting in a union election this week. On Friday, the National Labor Relations Board declined Amazon's request to delay the vote. According to NPR News, Amazon warehouse employees at Bessemer, Alabama, Amazon Fulfillment Center could become the first group of employees under the nation's second-largest employer to unionize. Starting Monday, 5,800 workers at the Bessemer Fulfillment Center will begin receiving ballots to vote on unionization, asking if they want to join the retail, wholesale, and department store union. If the Bessemer Fulfillment Center joins RWDSU, it will provide workers with bargaining power to improve pay, increase training, improve safety standards, and other critical benefits. I'm not against unions. I really am not. But I've been involved in unions. I've worked in the coal mines in a union. And I've seen companies who are greedy, so men had to form unions to protect themselves. Then when the unions were formed, they become greedy, and the companies, a lot of them went out of business. I've seen that, Melody, with my own eyes. I've seen that. So the greed index can swing from one side to the other. There seems to be no happy medium here. Whoever gets the power controls the purse. And that's what we'll see, I'm afraid, here. I'm not against unions. Unions are necessary in some places to keep the balance equal, but it never stays equal very long. Any comments on that?
Well, you know, I mean, unions are okay, but I mean, they really have gotten to the point where they do make business difficult. And unfortunately, and I'm not saying corruption is everywhere, but it's in a large part of, you know, so many of the systems today. It's just part of it anymore. And it's all for the almighty dollar. How do you fight that? You really can't.
It's almost impossible with human nature the way it is. The love of money is to the root of all evil. And when power swings in one direction, there's always somebody in that direction who wants more. They're never content with fair pay for fair hours, whatever. That doesn't work that way. The more power they get, the more they want. That's the way government works. The bigger it gets, the more it takes, the less it cares about the individual. We let it happen to our nation. It's happening to unions. It's happening to everybody else. Businesses get greedy and mistreat the people. We know that's true. So, I hate to say that, but it's just life. Has been since the beginning.
Well, you know, this weekend I watched a movie. It's called Radium Girls. And they were female factory workers. And they contracted radiation poisoning from painting watch dials with self-luminous paint. And the painting was done by women at three different factories. And the term now applies to the women working at the facilities. One was in Orange, New Jersey, beginning around 1917. One was in Ottawa, Illinois, beginning in the early 1920s, and a third facility in Waterbury, Connecticut. And the reason I bring this up is because, you know, these girls all died. And there was a family of girls, three sisters. Two ended up dying. And the one girl, you know, she fought. They tried to sue. They went to the Consumer League and they tried to sue the factory. And, you know, this federal attorney came in and said that he had talked to the factory and they were willing to pay these girls $10,000. And that was a lot of money. And so they accepted it, and they continued to put these this radiation poisoning in. They were doing the dials, the watch dials, in through the 1970s. Butch.
Yes.
These factories, and I'm just not talking about this, but all of these, not all of them, we don't know which ones. We can name a few, but, I mean, look at what happens. And it's like, it just doesn't matter anymore. The corruption is so bad, all for the sake of the dollar, whether you call it corruption or not, you could just see, you know, more money, more money, more money. And it's like, what's changed since 1917? You know, you have the environmentalists, you have the, you know, all of these government organizations that are supposed to be out there, you know, and it's just a facade. It's just, they do nothing. You know, they don't go after the real culprits. You know, they'll go after some, and they hurt so many people when they close down, you know, without making these factories, this manufacturing, the, whatever, the mines and stuff. It's terrible.
It is. Well, look at Johnson & Johnson.
Yes.
And I got another one to share in a minute, too.
Look at the opioid.
Look at the
medical profession.
Of course.
And not just in the prescription drugs. I'm talking about, you know, all these tests and, you know, all this baloney. Some of it's good. A lot of it is bad. And it's even our politics, our politicians. You can't even go to our churches anymore. Where do you go? I mean, how does this? I mean, it's just mind. I mean, this movie was a terrific movie. It's called The Radium Girls. It's really a good movie. And it's just, I don't know. It really bothered me.
Well, it should.
It really bothered me because nothing's changed.
Well,
it's all the same.
Toxic metals found in 95% of baby foods.
Yes.
This is amazing. Yeah. Baby foods.
Baby foods.
Heavy metals that may damage the developing brain are present in 95% of baby foods on the market, according to new research from the advocacy organization Healthy Babies Bright Futures, which builds itself as an alliance of scientists, nonprofit organizations, and donors trying to reduce exposure to neurotoxic chemicals during the first 3 years of development. Research commissioned by HBBF looked at 168, not just four or five of them, 168 different baby foods that span 61 brands commonly found on grocery store shelves. In that large sample, 95% were contaminated with one or more of four toxic heavy metals, arsenic, lead, candium, and mercury. The high prevalence of the toxic metals meant that 26% of the foods tested had all four of the heavy metals.
Wow.
Now, don't tell me the manufacturers don't know that.
No.
Don't tell me that. You know better than that, and I do, too. And now I see more and more parents, thank goodness, are going and buying the foods at the store and blending their own food. And I don't even know that they know what happened with these heavy metals, but I see that happening in some babies. The parents are blending, buying the vegetables and fruits and blending them themselves. That's a much better way to do it than buying the baby foods in little jars and trusting them to be healthy for your child, folks. This is amazing. Amazing. Some of them contain over 100% of what they recommend as safe standards. Over 100% more. Babies. Go ahead, Melanie.
And you're right. They know. Just like the factories. They knew. They brought in Harvard. And they did an investigation, and they tested it, and they came back with this information, the study, saying, yes, it hurts them. And what'd they do? They bury it. And then it ended up that the federal attorney that came in with the offers for these girls was actually on the board of the factory. You know, it's just... And it's the same thing today, probably with those baby foods. Look to see who's on the board. How they push everything underneath the rug.
You know what I think bothers me more than anything else is that these people have no conscience. They have
flat
no conscience.
Flat out evil.
That's it. The dollar is their god, and that's all there is to it. Melody, how can anyone with any shred of decency ever want to harm a baby?
Harm anyone, but even a baby.
Yes, especially a baby, an innocent child. How can anyone want to intentionally harm a child? That's beyond my mind to even begin to conceive that.
So, no accountability. No one is ever held accountable. You slap a few billion-dollar, million-dollar fines. No one is ever thrown in jail. No one is ever held accountable. No one ever goes to goes through a trial, so that anything is ever exposed. And most people, and you know, I've heard someone talk about this, about the baby food. It's like, isn't that terrible? Yes, it's terrible, but there was no reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we murdered a million by abortion, and what's a few more?
What's a few more?
That's sad. But that's how our conscience as a nation has become seared, Melody. That's very dangerous. Our conscience as a nation becomes seared. The people in mass know it and say it's awful, but they don't do anything. If you don't do anything, you're guilty of the crime. You're partakers of it. You know that as well as I do. And you support it, you're partakers of it. We need to realize these things, people, and understand where we are as a nation. And we do serve a God who judges righteously. Remember that. Anything else, Melody, you want to say on that?
No. Watch this movie. It's really a good movie if you like movies.
I think I've seen that. I know, read the story about that. I really have. I mean,
they say if you took a Geiger counter over the graves of the girls who worked in these factories that died, the Geiger counter will go off for over 1,000 years because there was so much radiation
wow.
in their bones.
Wow. Wow. That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah,
and you wonder what's going to happen to the nuclear plants and meltdown. How long is that going to be?
Yep.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Wow. Well, this next article is kind of good. It's in Japan. But Japan bank deposits rise at record pace as firms and households hoard cash. Japanese bank deposits surged at a record annual pace in January. Data showed on Monday as sign companies and households were continuing to hoard cash to guard against the prolonged damage from the coronavirus pandemic. I guess in Japan they can afford to do this. This is phenomenal. Total deposits at commercial banks rose a record 9.8% in January from a year earlier to hit 806.2 trillion yen or $7.6 trillion, accelerating from 9.3% gained in December. Companies were piling up money from subsidies and loans they took up as a precaution against the health crisis, while households were holding back on spending due to the third wave of infections, a BOJ official told reporters. You know, that's wonderful if they can do that, that they can afford to do that. I don't know how to, I mean, that's really is amazing because many people here like to do it, they're out of work and can't do it. So, any comments on that?
No.
I mean, that is amazing. Good for them. Now, this one we all knew. Vaccines or not, scientists now believe COVID is here to stay. No duh. Ease of transmission, new strains, and limits of vaccination programs all mean COVID-19 will be around for years and a big business.
We'll be right
back. Wow. Pardon?
We'll be right back. We're heading into a break.
Okay.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Butch Paul, Pastor Butch Paul. And, oh, what a day it's been.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know what, it's, oh, here's an interesting headline that just came out. Hackers tried to poison Florida City's water supply. The hacker tried to drastically increase sodium hydroxide levels in the water. This is from the Pinellas County, Florida officials. They said that today. An unidentified hacker, well, that's what hackers usually are, unidentified, remotely gained access to a panel that controls the city's of Oldsmar's water treatment system and changed a setting that would have drastically increased the amount of sodium hydroxide in the water supply.
Wow.
Yeah. Sodium hydroxide is also known as lye. And it would be, of course, it would be deadly. And so, yeah.
Well, they're blessed they found that.
I say it is. I would say so. The intruder exited the system, and the plant operator immediately reduced the level back to appropriate amount of 100. So it was a brief access moment. But he actually changed the levels.
That'll make you nervous. Well, if the next one is not so brief.
Or if it hits the power.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming. Oh, I hate to say that, but it's coming. It's coming. It truly is. The grid's going to go down. It really is.
Don't mess with my power. Don't mess with my electric. Turn off the water. Do anything that you want to do, but not my power.
Coming to that. I mean, if hackers can do that in one little town in Florida, imagine what they do if they figure out to do it nationwide.
It's probably
we've been
a little
talking
test.
About this for years. This was a test, I'd say.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Uh-huh.
No doubt. Yeah. But like I said, about the COVID is here to stay, and it means big business.
We have a telephone call.
Okay. All right.
We have Ivan on the telephone line. Hello, Ivan.
Hello, Ivan.
Good afternoon, lady and gentlemen, Pastor Butch. How are we doing?
We're doing
fine. Great.
Thank you.
Good. I just caught part of the, you were talking about the nuclear plants and uranium and so on. Well, I worked on quite a few of them I built in my lifetime. But the half-life of a uranium, let's say, 290 in that range, runs over 1,200 years. It's a half life, so it means that it goes if it's at certain radiation, it takes 1,280 years to go to half of its strength.
Wow!
So you have quite a few years to go down to. I mean, to zero,
Wow.
So the problem is how do you, how do you protect it from, so it does not escape into the atmosphere or into the air. And it is
Japan.
A very...
It's like the plant in Japan, back 2013 or 14, the plant in Japan
Fukushima.
Blew up. Fukushima.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's still spewing out radiation. It's killed the Pacific. Oh, and that's not me, well, that's the scientists saying that. It's killed the Pacific.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. 1,290 years, it goes to half, the half life, that's what they call it, means that it goes to the half of its strength.
Yes.
Takes that long. So let's say, you know, you have a mass of certain amount of uranium or plutonium, you know, whichever you excuse me, whichever you know you use for power generation. So it will take many years in order for it to degenerate to a normal strength, what's normally in Earth. Okay, that's why produce the plutonium fuel, it takes quite a while to get it to that strength. But once it's there, it takes quite a long time to do it. Now, the one thing which can prevent escape, they started, initially they put it in concrete, they embalmed it in a concrete mixture, and that protected its escape to the into the air which humans inhale, you know. But they also, the next step was that they start, they created reduction plants which chopped up these fuel rods, they call it fuel rods, which are used for, you know, to generate the energy. And the fuel rods, then they took the high energy or the high level of either plutonium or uranium, whatever they use, 239 or plutonium, I think it's 320 or something like that. I don't. When one gets older, one forgets, you know. But then they start taking that and they use that for nuclear bombs, you know. They because they were so highly had a high strength, highly, mm-hmm. And then they used that, and the rest of it was again those rods were encased in steel, and that steel was then cut up and put in with concrete, okay, and that way it kept the low, the escape rate to minimum or none, you know, at all. So, just when you mention that, the plants are very cheap to run. Okay, the energy is very cheap. The operation is of course very sophisticated, because of you need a lot of detection, control, and protection inside and outside, because you have to go in to refuel and so on. So it costs a lot to build, but when you get the power out, it's quite inexpensive compared to other fuels. So,
unless it melts down, then it can be very expensive, huh?
Well, if it melts down, then you, I mean, excess is almost, you have to, then it does get very expensive, yes.
Yes, because you clean up the explosion.
Yeah, it gets into the problem is that it gets into the ground and it impacts the water, the water, which is inside the ground, underground, there are some...
Surface water, underground water, everything, yes, everything.
Yeah,
oceans,
there's a lot of
rivers,
water.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Well, in fact, Libya has the biggest sweet water, what is it called, almost like a...
reservoir.
Reservoir, right. They had the biggest, and look what they did to Libya,
Yeah, exactly.
Gaddafi was helping the continent with a lot of water. He had water which he supplied other nations. As well as he had also gold and other minerals which were underground in the
That's why they had taken him out.
Took him out so that somebody else can use it, sell it instead of him. And he did most for his people, and they. When somebody got married,
gave them a home and everything.
He gave them home, car, free study, free universities, and so on.
We got a jumper down the last couple minutes here, but I want to thank you for sharing this. I had no idea this radiation would last up to 2,500 years or longer. Just one pool. That's amazing.
Half of it.
That's amazing. But thanks for calling, Ivan. Appreciate it so much. Thank you. I do appreciate that. That was a very good call. But I did get one.
He always has great. Yeah, he always has great information.
He's a highly intelligent gentleman. That's for sure. Yeah. This last article, though, I thought was very important. Better get on here. Bill would allow tech companies to create local governments. Did you see that?
Could you repeat that? You were kind of. Blurt.
Bill would allow tech companies to create local governments.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Yeah, if you got enough money, acres upon acres of undeveloped land and innovative technology, you soon could form a new local government in Nevada. When Governor Mike Sliska last month announced his plans to launch innovation zones in Nevada to jumpstart the state's economy by attracting new tech companies, the details of how those zones would operate proved scarce. According to a draft of the proposed legislation obtained by Review Journal, but not yet introduced to the legislature, innovation zones will allow tech companies like Blockchains LLC to effectively form separate local governments in Nevada. Governments that could carry the same authorities as a county, including the ability to impose taxes, form school districts and justice courts, and provide government services, to name a few duties. Sliska pitched a concept in the state address as his plan to bring in new companies that are at the forefront of groundbreaking technologies, all without the use of tax abatements or other publicly funded incentive packages that had previously helped Nevada bring companies like Tesla to the state. During his speech last month, Sliska specifically named Blockchain LLC, a company that had committed to developing a smart city, get the word smart city, people, agenda 2030, in the area east of Reno that would run entirely on blockchain technology once the legislation passes. Set up their own counties, their own cities, their own taxes, probably their own currencies. Melody, where could this lead to?
Well, let me ask you a question. How does a borough get started? Can't anyone incorporate a borough, and wouldn't that grow into a city, and wouldn't that grow into,
Of course it could, and it has, but it has to do it within the limits of the state and federal constitutions and the laws already set up. These are saying these become kingdoms unto themselves. They'd have their own police force, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
They would have everything that they need, their own schools, their own tax base. Isn't that a small nation?
Seems that way.
I had to share that for a time because I thought that was very shocking and important. Nevada wants to subdivide into independent countries.
Especially because you have a state that is promoting it to bring this, to create this. And, you know, they'll turn their little compounds, these computer companies will have their little campuses that will be their little cities.
That is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. Yeah. It really is. And it's just hard to imagine that a governor actually wants that to happen.
Yeah.
That is hard to imagine. I mean, tech companies, they're not governments. And the word technology means to create or to make. And that's what they're doing. They're going to create their own countries and put in smart cities. That's been talked about in June of 2030. They're fulfilling what's been told decades ago is going to happen in this country. And Nevada may be one of the leading states to do this. This is absolutely unbelievable. But it's happening, folks. I just read it to you. You can find it for yourself online. It is happening.
Yeah, but you know what, Butch? I mean, can you imagine the devastation of Vegas and those towns with COVID? I mean, New Orleans is a, you know, there's no one there. It's but no one talks about these cities. We will. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.